Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Flock and Gather. You know me. I'm Alan Scher. I run the Spa Association. I'm your host. I have some great guests today. In fact, we're going to be all over the country because I've got the girls, my apologies, ladies, the gals from Lewin Living. Molly is in Colorado. Maria's in New York. I'm in Arizona. Ladies, we have the country covered, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We do.
I love it. I'm so glad you guys are with me today. And I we talked for like 6 minutes before we started taping. We should have been taping the whole damn time, but here we are anyway. So what day is today? It's August 27th. It's hard for me to believe we are 5 months into, you know, we're going to call this pre-COVID and post-COVID, right? There's not going to be like this middle part of the world, right?
Yes. We're going to forget this after
it's a lost month.
Good. I hope so. Wait, that's it. It's a long month. It just took 5 months or 6 months to go away.
Yes.
But someone I was talking to earlier today just told me, I didn't see it, but apparently Abbott Labs or someone has come out with it's going to be like a 5 or 15 minute test. It costs $5 to get tested. $5.
Oh, wow.
I know. So it's going to be a good thing coming up, you know? I have a couple things I want to chat with you ladies about today, and we're going to talk about Lewin Living too, because even though you guys aren't new in the whole spa channel world, the minute people find out who you are, they go, oh, I've got one of this, I've got one of that, and it's like their whole world has opened up. But I'm talking to you guys, I saw this week in Global Cosmetic Industry, it's an online, if you don't get it, it's a great blog post, by the way, Global Cosmetic Industry. They were talking about Gen Z customers, 5 turn-ons and 5 pet peeves. And the thing is, I read through it and I thought, okay, I'm not a Gen Z, I'm 62, but I totally get what they're talking about. I hate when they name us, don't you?
Yes,
I agree.
Because I don't know which category you guys fall into, but it doesn't really matter. Like turn-ons and turn-offs, it's like people said to me the other day, okay, if I was trying to think outside the box, and I said, there is no box anymore, is there? There's this whole new fluidity to the way the market is rolling, and we are just not tied up by being in a box. You guys aren't, are you?
We're not. It's funny when we were, because we're new to the U.S. in 2018, so we were trying to pick our target market or figure out, like, you know, what age range would be most interested. And it really is like all over the map. We never thought people in their 20s would be interested in this kind of stuff. And if you market it the right way, then they're interested. And totally agree.
Okay, so you on your to your point, on your site, I see like ponchos for the whole family, right? So
yep.
If you're a gal in your 20s and you've had a baby, you love the ponchos. But if you're a grandfather like me and you have young grandkids, you love the ponchos. So don't put me in a category because I don't work very well in categories. And didn't you guys tell me last time you talked, I mean, you guys have a whole digital program, right? Are you on Amazon or not? I forgot whether we talked about that or not.
We are on Amazon. We set up a little over a year ago with Amazon. It's going really well. We actually are getting tons of sales there. And we were just talking yesterday, we're gearing up for Pride Day and Cyber Monday and Black Friday, which are obviously Amazon's like biggest times.
Wait, so is Amazon, are they still holding all those digital holidays, if you will, correct? There's nothing's changed in that regard.
So far, well, usually their big Prime Day is in July, but they kept pushing it, and now rumors are October. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but that's what I've heard, that it's probably mid-October. So it doesn't seem like they are getting rid of any of the holidays. They're just kind of pushing.
Okay. Are you showing any goods through YouTube at all? Do you do YouTube videos?
We do.
So we have a, we have our marketing manager / beauty expert doing these videos. I think that we had sent to you guys.
Oh, that's right. They were YouTube. Okay, that's right.
Yeah, how to use the products. Which is great because she just like introduces ideas that you wouldn't normally think of using the products for.
Yeah. Do you know that, like here in this, when it talks about Gen Zs, it says 72% of the generation visit YouTube daily. 72%, I'm on YouTube every single day. I get something from YouTube or people who are doing things every single day. So I don't know what the 72% are of what it is. And the other thing they talked about is TikTok. So we're not on TikTok and I don't really know what's going on with the buying and selling or the Chinese government or whatever TikTok is. But I can tell you in our industry, you know that YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pretty much own the beauty market, right? In terms of the things that they're doing. And you have to find yourself in all those places, correct?
Yep, definitely.
Yes.
And not long either, by the way. That's why we do under 18 minutes on our podcast, because I think there's a time limit at which people are willing to sit and listen these days.
I know. So, attention spans have gone down.
What have gone down?
Attention spans.
Yes.
Yeah. To Marie's point, someone sent me a podcast. It was an hour and a half. I think I spent like 5 seconds looking at the email and went, yeah, I'm going to file this for a way later time. I don't know what an hour and a half of listening to a podcast is like, right? The other thing, they call it Gen Z again, but everything's about experiences today, right? Like I just got a new, I love these Tommy Bahama polo shirts. Not because it's Tommy Bahama, but yes, because it's Tommy Bahama. But I love it because I've had these over the years. You can wash these things 20, 30 times. They look exactly alike. Like nothing's changed in the wearability. It doesn't shrink. So we tend to find those things that we like and we hang on to them, right? So whether it's a poncho or it's the rug in the bathroom, I don't care what it is. It's my favorite towel. It's my bath mats, right? I love this stuff because I find something that works for me that I like to hang on. You find that with your clients, right? That they come back and keep buying. The same clients, you get, once they get started with you, you get a lot of business out of them. Yes.
Yeah, we have a bunch of clients.
Yeah. And so it's the same in the spa channel. People become really loyal when they see things that they absolutely love. And now, you know, you have to be tech savvy is the only way you're going to talk to them, because we're not going to see each other at a show for a while, are we?
No.
I talked.
Molly's been doing all our virtual trade shows.
Wait, Marie, say it again.
So Molly's been doing all our virtual trade shows. She's become an expert.
Yeah,
it's been Molly, fun to do virtual meetings.
Wait, Molly, you didn't know you have this new personality, did you?
No.
Like Molly 1 and Molly 2.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know, did you guys do the We Work Well video? I mean,
we did.
Yeah, do you know that I talked to a bunch of spa directors there who said, oh, we love the show. I picked up 4 new lines. I'm testing 2 more. I mean, people I think are fluid in recognizing they have to make changes. You have to be tech savvy. You've got to be able to go online. You've got to do your YouTube videos. A lot of this stuff is so critical today. And if you want to stay in business, this is what you're going to have to do.
Exactly. And really adapt to what they need. Like wellness sets are big for now spas and retail. So trying to cater there for pricing and give them ideas that work with products they already have. It's been a challenge, but super fun also.
Wait, tell me, okay, what did you call it, a wellness set?
Like a wellness set or like an at-home facial kit for people maybe who don't feel comfortable going into the spa, or for some of the spas that are booked up or not open. That way they can include their spa products and a little how-to manual for their whoever's at-home facial, and then use one of our facial towels or give them a hair towel.
Wait.
So they can still get that spa feeling.
Wait, I love that, Molly, because you, okay, wait, it's time to do a shameless pitch for Lewin Living. You got, a lot of our listeners don't know this, that you are a Finnish company, correct?
Correct.
Right, and you guys run the U.S. business, but I watched those videos through and through. Talk about the healthy hair, because Molly, you did that video. It was fabulous on the hair mask. So give our listeners a quickie on that, please.
Yeah, so that was actually Megan. We look lot alike. It's funny.
We look
like scissors.
Okay, but, I thought it was you. Now I'm confused, but I got it.
yeah, but the healthy hair. So all of our designs are meant to be timeless and to last for years on end. Obviously, with cosmetics, especially organic, it won't last for years on end. But our soap and lotion bars can be used for a wide range. So like the lotion bar isn't just for your body. You can use it as a hair mask. You can use it for your cuticles. You can use it to style your eyebrows. So that's one of the really great parts about our beauty products, is that it's not just one. You're not paying the $40 for a lotion bar. You're paying the $40 for 5 products into one. That's also zero waste.
That's actually a good point to bring up. And by the way, as I just pulled up your website, your packaging is outstanding. You know, I love colors. You're white, you're gray, you're black. It's so clean. It would fit on a spa shelf perfectly. I just love it. You guys have done such an amazing job.
Thank you. Yeah. So all of the colors are timeless. So if you buy a white towel from us today and you need replant in a year or two, you know we'll have the exact same style and the exact same color.
God, how cool is that? Well, and I think the cool thing about beauty with you guys is your blending of beauty and retail and whole family. There's a great story there, and people like stories. They want to be told that the dad and the grandfather and the son and the baby boy, and they can all use the same products. And it's nice. I think it rings really well. And your price points fit into a perfect category as well. You're not asking anyone to spend $700 for a facial treatment. And I think in today's world, that means a lot to people.
Yeah. And you can, from like kid to kid, can use the same robe. So a brother can use it. And then when he has his new baby brother's born a few years later, the robe will still be in a great condition to pass down. So the price really is, you're buying almost like a timeless product for that price.
You, that's funny you say that, because you know I grew up in a house with 4 kids. So hand-me-down wasn't a dirty word. We were we waited for hand-me-downs, because that was just the nature of the beast at the time. So I'm back on Gen Z again, even though I think this article from Cosmetic covers so many different categories, because they talk about the experiences and product frills, excuse me, that's with an F as in Frank, product frills. And a lot of these things make sense exactly with what you're talking, because we live for ingredients, we live for things that mix and match together. And I just think it doesn't matter what generation is, you're going to cross it all. And you know, the demographic, when you look at our industry, okay, it's primarily women, we know that internally. Mm-hmm. And the spa goer, they keep saying, is 75-85% women. But I have to tell you, when I go to spas, I see more and more men all the time. And I think that going there, purchasing products in retail today especially, it's the shining light in our business is retail. Because a lot of the amenity stuff at a spa is closed. Like, you can't go sit in the hot tub, can you?
No.
Yeah. No. But you can shop retail to your heart's content. So retail is open, and you guys, I think, play a really important part. So I'm glad with the virtual shows, et cetera, that you guys did a good job there. Because I think you're going to see more and more of that. Don't get me wrong. There's going to be trade shows coming back, and it might be sooner rather than later. We just don't know when a vaccine's coming, right? Today, tomorrow, next week, January. Whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah. What do you guys have going on? Do you have any specials at Lewin Living? How are they going to find you? What's going on? Why should people reach out?
So for the holiday season, well, I'll let Molly talk about all the offers for our clients, but we just have some new exciting products that we're discussing bringing on for the new year. We're actually introducing a new color. It's going to be a dusty rose.
Oh, I love it.
It's a really pretty color. I think it fits in with like our timeless neutral colors. And we'll have the hair towels and all of the bathing apparel will be in that color. And then we're also possibly going to have like sauna seat covers. So like you said, people are buying retail in saunas. So you can like buy your own, like, it's basically like a little mat that you can bring into the sauna and sit on. So it's yours and, you know, everyone's concerned with germs and not touching. So I think it'll be a great addition.
I love it. Well, we're going to add your website to the podcast and everything as well. But I love that because I think more, you know what the upside to this whole downside of the China virus has been? People have figured out that they can kind of be happy at home using health and wellness, buying the things you guys manufacture and being happy at home with it. And that's not a terrible thing either.
Right.
By the way, you know what, last thing, you know what I love about your dusty rose? You know that, I don't know what they call that color on Apple phones, but they make that dusty rose phone, which is really popular.
The rose gold.
Rose gold. Thank you.
When
we moved to Arizona here, we had to buy a new washer and dryer and we went to Best Buy. And they're making now a washer and dryer, LG and rose gold. Kathy went, that's the color for me. We tried to order it. They said it was going to be 90 days before we could get it. It's like, we have laundry right now that needs to be done. What do you mean 90 days?
Whoa.
I know. So we ended up with your gray, not with your rose gold.
No.
It's Marie and Molly across the country from Lou and Living. I'm so glad, ladies, that you could spend time with us today. And I love that you're part of the beauty industry. Cause I watched when Gio was at one of the last trade shows we did and people touched your stuff. You could just see the smile come to their faces. So more people are going to know who you are after they hear our podcast. So again, ladies, thank you so much for spending time with us and everybody just be kind to one another.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Bye, ladies. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Talk soon.
Thanks for listening to this podcast today at Flock and Gather. Again, thanks to our guests at Lewin Living. Go check them out, folks. They're at lewinlivingusa.com. LewinLivingUSA.com. For the love of home, family, and friendship, Lewin Living. Thanks, friends. See you next time at the Flock and Gather podcast.